I want to talk to you today about this statement: are you ready to step out of the boat? But first, I just want to share with you how I came to be doing devotionals for Worship Unlimited. We have all lived through a strange year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which indeed has brought many challenges to our lives. Many people have viewed it with negativity and fear. Indeed, it has been tragic, with so many lives lost due to the pandemic. However, despite all of these things, I have found a great blessing in God and learned to lean on Him and His Word. Of course, like all of you, I've had to live with the restrictions, but through it all, I have a great peace in God, and I can truly say my faith in Him has deepened, and would challenge that thought that some seem to have, that they have feared the virus more than they have feared God, and in so doing have become isolated. Most days over the last 15 months, my wife and I have taken a walk round Lydney Lake and found opportunities to talk with people and encourage people that we can trust in God in these difficult days. Also, we have actually been able to pray with some people and offer them some literature as we've gone round the lake. But over the past few months, I have felt I should do a devotional on social media and challenge the negativity and put forward a message of hope in God, and build relationship with Him and share Him with others. This was planned for the week leading up to Easter, but in the week before Easter, in our church fellowship, where Alex Banwell and I are both members, she shared the need that she needed people to do devotionals and put input into her ministry of Worship Unlimited. This clearly spoke to me that this was the outlet for me for a devotional on social media. And then, having talked it through with Alex and prayed it through with her, I felt that this was the opportunity God had given to me to share devotionals with you and other people, focusing on the fact that God is with us and we can depend on Him and trust in Him and share Him with others. Thanks for sticking with me through the preamble. In thinking of what my vision would be for this devotional, I came across this quote by Ben Cremer. He says, "Imagine a Christian view if things were centered on Christ and not on the Antichrist, centered on preparing to redeem the earth and not escape from it, centered on hope rather than fear." So back to my heading. Are you ready to step out of the boat? Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. I suggest you read through the whole of the passage after you've listened to this devotional. I won't be talking on all the verses, but just bringing out some main points. Verse 25. The setting is that Jesus, having fed the 5,000, caused the disciples to get into the boat and travel to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. But very soon a storm brews up, and the wind and the waves are battling the ship, and they're struggling to get to the other side. We have to understand that they were seasoned fishermen, and so storms were really nothing to them. But this was a storm that seemed completely different. And in the midst of their struggles, Jesus comes walking on the water in the midst of the storm. How encouraging to us that Jesus comes to us in the midst of the storms of life. However, their initial response to Jesus walking on the water was fear. They seemed to think He was a ghost. And sometimes when we're in a bad situation, we don't see Jesus there, we struggle with it and sense all kind of dangers surround us and think that things are really just going to go from bad to worst. But in verse 27, Jesus says, "Do not fear, it is I." In the storms of life, and indeed over the last year, have we been really hearing the voice of Jesus says, "Do not fear, I am here with you, I will get you through, I am the one that will save you. I am the one that will allow you to share me with others. I am the one that will build your life. I am the one that will give you hope. I am the one that will take away your fear." Sometimes we truly struggle to hear the voice of Jesus, but we need to put ourselves in a position where we're focusing on Him so that we can truly hear His voice in the storm. Verse 29. Have you ever said something that you wish you hadn't said? Well, Peter might be in this category. For when he saw Jesus walking on the water and Jesus said, "Do not fear, it is I," Peter says, "If it is you, Lord, bid me come on the water to you." Peter didn't really expect the answer he got, and perhaps it's not the answer he actually wanted. Jesus said, "Come." Perhaps then he had a moment of regret. Perhaps he thought, "I don't know, should I really step out of the boat? Is it safe?" And perhaps out of trusting a little bit in Jesus and not losing his own pride that he was scared, he stepped out of the boat and he started to walk out to Jesus. But as he stepped out, he began to see the strength of the waves. He began to see the strong wind and feel it blowing on him. He'd only taken a few steps, according to verse 30, when he began to sink. Verse 30 goes on. In a moment of fear and panic, in desperation, as he begins to sink below the waves, he cries out, "Lord, save me." It's good that he knew where to call out. Okay, it was in desperation. He was in threat of his life. But at least he knew where to call out. He knew who to call to. That's a challenge for us, that when we're going through hard and difficult times, not to look at the situation, not to look at what we're feeling, but to look to Jesus, to look to the one that can actually save us. For sadly, in some times of distress, we begin to sink and we take our eyes over Jesus and we begin to see that the problem is bigger than anything else, rather than seeing that Jesus is bigger than the situation. In fact, I've seen this year that Jesus was far bigger than the pandemic. And we need to get that thought in our minds, that Jesus is in control of this world. Verse 31, as Jesus reaches out to Peter, I always like to think that even if it was only a short way that he had to walk back to the boat or get back to the boat with Jesus holding his hand, that he walked on the water again. That is just my conjecture. I can't say that's what Scripture says, but I like to think that that is what happened. You see, when we rely on Jesus and focus on him, we can walk confidently through the storms of life. So if you're going through storms of life now, whether it's through fear of this last year and whether it's safe to go out again or what is troubling you today, you can be assured if you call out to Jesus that he will hear you, he will save you, he will lift you up. But the passage goes on, and Jesus seems to say a very strange thing. He says, "Why did you doubt? Why did you fear?" Surely it would have been just better to encourage those disciples and say, "Don't worry, everything will be okay." But no, he challenges their faith. He says, "Why did you doubt me? Why did you fear?" And as we look back over this last year, have we been saying, "I've doubted you, Lord, I've feared, Lord," rather than say, "Lord, I've trusted you and I know that you will get me through this situation"? One thing I've learned in any bad situation that I'm going through is God was God before it started. God was God while I was going through it. And God will still be God as I come out the other side. So no matter what we're going through, we need to make sure that we're focused on Jesus and not the situation. In verse 33, it's interesting what the disciples say, because as Jesus gets back into the boat and calms the storm, they don't question him. They don't discuss the situation. They see him as the Son of God and they start to worship him. My challenge is this Jesus Lord of all in your life? Is he bigger than the storms of your life, including the pandemic? I believe it's time to acknowledge that Jesus is bigger than anything that this world can throw at us. For it's time, I feel, to get out of the boat and share Jesus to a lost and needy world. Amen.